Sonia, I'm really happy to have you here in this orange studio. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. And you?
I am fine.
Thanks for having me. It's really great.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. You're part of a duo called Northern Comfort, which is a great name. Tell us a bit about this duo.
Well, I work with a great guitarist from Vermont. His name is Ben Kinsley. And we've been working together for the past almost 7 years now. And he was looking for a singer to sing his arrangements of Tori Amos music. And so through common musical friends, we got together. He came to see me while I was studying at Bishop's. He came to hear a concert, and then we started working together. We worked as a duet. Then we increased to a quintet at the certain point, and we were called Crossing Borders back then.
Because,
well, most of the musicians were from Vermont, and I live here in Quebec. So we literally crossed physical borders, but also musical borders, as the rest of the quintet consisted of flute, cello, and harp. And they were a trio, so mainly, you know, classical music, classical repertoire. And Ben and I really focused on jazz and blues and folk. And so we put those together, and that's how we became Crossing Borders.
But then you're now a duo again.
Yes, we're a duet again. And then about 3 years ago, we really sat down and said, okay, let's commit to this. And we did. So every week, despite the busyness, we meet and build repertoire. And we were up to, I don't know, maybe 50, 60 songs right now. And it ranges really from everything from Tori Amos to Stevie Nicks to Ben Harper to Janis Joplin. You know, remakes of disco hits done acoustically. It's just a joy.
Complete with the pants. No.
Sometimes.
What's the story of your singing? You've probably been singing since day one.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I've always loved singing. When I was a kid, I was a bit of a ham, and I haven't changed much. Mm. And I've always sang. And then I really started singing in high school. And eventually in CGEP, I studied theater. I joined the Montreal Jubilation Gospel Choir in Montreal when my early 20s. And that was my first foray into really public performance. And so, because the Jubilation draws a crowd.
Yeah, what an experience.
Oh, it's phenomenal. And actually, if you should know, I just joined them again.
You did?
I did. I went back a few years ago while living here. I mean, it's challenging traveling every Sunday to go to Montreal and rehearse, but it's such a marvelous, marvelous experience. And it's a class act. You can't go wrong with that. And
so rewarding. Eh? Oh, just the vibrations of being surrounded by those harmonies.
Yeah. We did a very simple tune on Sunday, and it's just phenomenal. So I'm doing that, and so I started singing with the Jubilation, and found I had a voice. I had a powerful voice, but then I found I had a bit of a weak voice in terms of keeping it healthy. So I went to study at Bishop's, and I went to study with Sarah Hoblin from Georgeville. Everybody knows Sarah in terms of singing, and she really helped me to find stamina and take care of my voice. And so that changed my voice, actually. It became a healthier voice. It became even a stronger voice in certain terms, and able to sing very different things. So I did, through my training, all kinds of, I did some classical stuff. I did some more musical stuff. And then I really focused on jazz that I already was very familiar with, and blues. And then when I applied all this learning to this training to gospel, well, then again my voice changed, but I was able to deliver much, much better.
Wow, great story.
Thank you.
I'd asked you if you could sing something a cappella, because Northern Comfort doesn't have a demo yet.
No, not just yet.
Not just yet. And you said sure.
Of course I said sure.
I can't wait.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you, it's a new song that we do. Okay. It's by a great artist. Her name is Sonia Kitchell. Into a song called Let Me Go. You hold me down and you let me go when I'm trying to stay out on my own, and I think I might go crazy if this lasts any longer. You tell me this and you tell me that, well, I'm trying to tell you where I'm at, and I think I might go crazy if this lasts any longer. Oh, yes. Well, I want to let you know you got to let me go. Oh, you gotta let me go. Oh, you got to let me go. Oh, you gotta let me go. Oh, you gotta let me go. Oh,
You know I'm trying to let you know, so please let me go.
Thank you, thank you. That's just a little taste of what we do. As mentioned earlier, we have everything from, like I said, Tori Amos and Ben Harper. And it's just it's a wealth of music that Ben brings from his side. I mean, he's a classically trained guitarist, more of a classical guitarist. And I bring this sort of raw, untamed voice. And he has some material. I bring some stuff in French, some stuff from my repertoire. And then it does what it does.
And you'll be at the Singing Goat this Thursday.
That's right. We'll start at 7:30. So if you want to have a nice bite to eat, Jackie will be there to greet you with a wonderful meal. You can also come for a dessert, a little beer, a little coffee, a little wine. You all set?
Thank you so much, Sonia.
Thank you for having me, Julie.
Great to see you.
Bye.
Bye.